It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Please call, and someone would pray for you. We are studying the ministry of Peter. And why we studying, as I said, we want to learn from the Word of God, the healing power of God, and believe if Jesus did it, Peter and John did it, we can do it also. And that's the theme, and that's my desire. Just study the Word of God and put it in practice. We just learned two examples of Peter's ministry. One, the man was sitting at the temple gate, and this man was lame from the mother's womb, and that man got healed immediately. Then the news went all around, and people start bringing many people, and they brought them on the streets, and they were wishing that Peter would walk and his shadow would fall on the people and people will get healed. And people believed. Maybe somebody said, we are going to do this project. Peter is a powerful man. He's a believer. He works with God, and God's Spirit is in him, and he is doing signs and wonders and miracles. Let's bring all these people with the sickness and disease on the bed and put them on the streets, and let the Peter walk and his shadow will heal. They educated people. They increased their faith. People came by faith and got their miracle. Now the Peter, wherever he goes, he start doing signs and wonders and miracles. There are very few things are written about Peter's ministry. And so this is another miracle I would like to show it to you. That miracle is written in Book of Acts chapter 9, and you can read that from 32 to 34. Only a couple of verses. There was man who was a paralyzed man. And this man was lying down on the bed for not 1 or 2 days, 8 years. Now when this man heard about Peter, Peter comes to him and he says to him, his name was Ananias. He said, Ananias, Jesus Christ is healing you. Or Jesus Christ wants to heal you. The healing process is going right now. Do you believe what Jesus Christ is doing? And this man's face raised up, and then he says, listen, in the name of Jesus Christ, rise up, walk, take your bed, and start walking. And the Word of God says, immediately, this man start walking, or maybe healed. It didn't say he took his bed and walk or not, but Peter said, just like Jesus used to say. And he got faith. If I say this to this man, he will be healed. How many years? 8 years in bed. Just said, in the name of Jesus Christ, rise up. And you don't have to sleep on this bed anymore. Get up and take your bed. And the Word of God says, immediately, the man got healed. Now this man was in a different area. This was in Lydda. And Peter was in Jerusalem, and the streets of Jerusalem people were getting healed. Now this man supposed to be Christian. I don't know. Maybe he heard about Jesus, or maybe he knew that Peter is doing miracles in Jerusalem. Now here Peter comes, and it's not more story given about this man. Only his name and his sickness is given. Paralyzed or paralytic on this 8 years suffering. Immediately he believed what Peter said, and Peter healed him right away. Now this news are going around. And if you read, it says Lydda and Sharon, that's two cities, people came to know what Peter has done in this Lydda. And many people might have come, and the word of God says he walked in those areas. Means he went to witness to all these two cities. I don't know how big those cities are, but he traveled all around telling what Jesus Christ has done. It's, Peter says, in the name of Jesus Christ, walk. And so he knew that Jesus Christ has power to heal, deliver, and set free. And Peter, he's not saying in Peter's name. You remember when this lame man got healed, he said, don't look at us. We didn't do anything. We didn't have even silver and gold to give it to him. We just told him in the name of Jesus, rise and walk. You're the one crucified Jesus Christ. But the same Jesus today doing miracles. So Peter didn't take the credit for himself. He didn't say, hey man, Ananias, do you know what happened in Jerusalem? People were bringing all kinds of people, and they were lying on this bed all around these streets. And I just walked, and my shadow healed them. He didn't advertise. He didn't brag about it. Today some person comes to your town, they were saying, so-and-so healer coming to your town. Bring your sick people. And they are promoting the man. Other day we had a great healing crusade in Philadelphia city. And they start saying, we want some person who is famous, his name in a billboard and things like that. I said, listen, no man can heal anybody. Jesus is the healer. And Jesus is using me since 1956. Signs and wonders are happening every day. But I don't want my picture. I don't want my billboard. And I just want to go there and tell people to be healed. And heal them in the name of Jesus. But what they did, they called some other person, took his picture, made the flyers, and he became in charge of that healing crusade. And they don't want even healing crusade word. And so they took the healing crusade word. And finally they told me, you know, Pastor Peter, you will be not there doing healing service. You can just only have word of prayer. I said, can I pray for healing? See? But the point I'm making, as soon as they say there is no healing service, I said, I'm not coming. Even though I spent hundreds of dollars, but I said, I'm not coming, and I didn't go. Why I'm saying this? We do not want any man's name be lifted up or make their posters and billboards or the flyers. And what happened? If you go and ask those people who did the meeting, nobody got healed. And so my point I'm making, Jesus is the healer. Lift Jesus higher and you will never go wrong. This Peter says, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Messiah, who is the anointed one, who came to die for the mankind. That's the person's name I'm using. And when he heard, he got up and walked. Not only went to his house, we read in that chapter, he went and witnessed to all those town. And not only witnessing, we heard in this chapter, those people became Christian. They became followers of Christ. Can you imagine? Whole town, not only one but two towns, got saved and maybe healed, but there is nothing given. People got healed, but only one thing we heard. All those people were surprised to see this one man lying on a bed for 8 years in the name of Jesus Christ. He got healed. That's the message. You have to tell somebody, Jesus is the healer. When I do the crusade or healing services, you will never see my name on the billboard or the flyers. I simply say, bring the people believing in Jesus Christ, and Jesus is the Savior, He is the healer, He is the deliverer. And the miracles are happening in Jesus' name. And many people get saved, healed, delivered, and set free. I'm just trying to educate you. Don't get puffed up if somebody got healed. Don't think that without me, the church won't run, or without my ministry or myself, the organization will not work. There are so many people brag themselves and they are kicked out from their churches. So we want to live Jesus. Jesus is the Savior. Jesus is the healer. Jesus is the provider. And when you lift Jesus up, Jesus says, I will draw all men towards me. And when Jesus Christ is glorified, then God will glorify you also. It says in the Word of God, delight in the Lord, and He will give the desires of your heart. He says, and then He says, your righteousness will shine like a noonday. You don't have to go and brag. You just tell what Jesus Christ has done. Sometimes I tell the story and people say, why are you telling all the time? I said, I never said I healed somebody. Jesus is the healer. Jesus is the deliverer. And I don't want to take that glory to myself. Glory goes to Jesus Christ. Without Jesus, no one can heal anybody. There was a man, he said, tell somebody that so-and-so told you, you are healed. That man didn't last too long. His ministry is gone. They kicked him out from his denomination, and he might be dead now. The point I'm making, Jesus Christ is the healer. He did signs and wonders and miracles. And He promised His disciples that you could do it also. And we saw in the last program, Peter's shadow healed many people. Peter didn't come and say to this man, you know what? Stay in my shadow and let me walk and you'll be healed. No, we cannot take the formula that this is the only way people can get healed. People get healed in the name of Jesus. Doesn't matter what kind of sickness, disease, problem they have. You simply tell them about Jesus. When I go to the hospital and somebody tells me, this man or this woman is going to die, there is no hope, and your prayer is not going to work, I say, sir, I'm not the healer. Jesus is the healer. And I go on, ask that person, would you like to be healed? And if that person says yes, then next question I say, if Jesus heals you, what are you going to do? If that man gives me different answers, I would say, sir, focus on Jesus. When Jesus heals you, tell somebody what Jesus Christ has done and get enrolled bringing people to Christ. Then there is some meaning living in this world. Otherwise, there is no reason. Many people are dying every day. Why we are alive? To do His will. To tell others about His saving power, or His healing power, or His deliverance power. So many people are troubled, and nobody is telling them. Nobody means, I'm not saying nobody. There are some denominations. There are some ministers on TV, on radio. They are praying for people, and people are getting healed. But they are like a minority. Means, if you say a million Christians, maybe two or three or five people might be doing this. We want hundreds and thousands of ministers going and doing this thing. Not only that, whatever the believers you have in your church, tell those believers, if you believe in healing, you go and tell somebody. If I pray for somebody, I said, listen, Jesus Christ healed you, now go and tell somebody. And when I was in certain places, when I pray for somebody, and they go and tell many, and they will come, or if I, even though I leave one town and go to another town, people will come to another town. The point I'm making, Jesus is a healer. In our church, every Sunday, we have a healing service. And if you come and ask, most of our church members, they are healed. If you ask if anybody is sick, they will tell, pray for my brother, pray for my uncle, pray for my friend, somebody else's. And they already got their healing by faith. I prayed for them, they are healed. Not only that, I give the communions every Sunday. And while they're taking the communion, I said, listen, when you take this bread, believe this, Jesus broke His body on the cross. And with His stripes, you are healed. And when you take this by faith, no sickness and no disease can stay in your body. And then when I give the cup, I tell them, this is the token. This is the type that Jesus Christ shed His blood. And we are taking it so we can be forgiven. Our sin can be forgiven, our sickness and disease can be healed. And after the communion, people come to me and say, I had this problem, I had that problem, I took the communion, I believed it, and I'm healed. And I said, when I finishing giving the bread, I said to those people, believe that I'm healed. With His stripes, I'm healed. I receive it by faith. And people get healed. The point I'm making, if you're not having communion service, maybe once a month, start doing once a week. And if you're not doing communion service at all, just get saved and receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Tell somebody, the man who is born again, Spirit filled, to baptize you. And when you receive the Holy Spirit, take the communion every Sunday and try to pray for other people. You will see the miracles hand of God. And God will use you mightily. We do not want a nominal churches. We want people getting saved, healed, delivered, and set free. We do not want people just coming in the church and warming the seats. I want people to come, not to come and sleep, not to come and take a nap. Come to church to listen. There is one lady said, I go to church because the pastor is bugging me. And I go and find the fattest person and I sit behind him and I sleep. I say, sister, you're not going to get anything from the church or from the Lord. You have to be born again. You have to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And once Jesus is your Lord and Savior, then you believe that He is a healer. And He is going to use you. And if you have any sickness and disease, that will be gone. So what I'm trying to say, if Peter did the signs and wonders and miracles, and if this Ananias got healed and went to the different towns and tried to preach about Jesus and healings and miracles, and all those towns got saved and those people became Christian, it's not an ordinary thing. The Word of God says if one man gets saved, that man's value is more than a whole world. The one man gets saved, the angels rejoice. So it's not an ordinary thing. Healing is children's bread. You have to be a child of God. I told you in the last program, I fell from the attic. Means it's a long attic. When I put my foot there 3-4 feet down and made a hole, and now I'm dangling, I cannot pull my leg up, there is nobody there to pull me up, but I just cry upon Jesus and call Jesus, Jesus, you ought to help me. And Jesus pulled me out, and I walked like nothing happened. And when I told this story, some people say, did you take the injection, tetanus injection? Did you put some medicine, a band-aid or something? Nothing. No medicine at all. But God healed me completely. That just happened last week. I didn't miss the church. I went to church. And after the communion and everything, I said to people, let me tell you the story. Did you see me walking funny or walking in any, like limping? They said no. And then I told the story. What I'm trying to tell you. St. John chapter 10 verse 10. The Word of God said, the enemy comes to kill, steal and destroy. But Jesus said, I have come to give you life and more abundant life. That's the kind of life I'm living. Devil wanted to kill me. But I am alive. And I'm alive to tell you, it works in Jesus' name. So if you're having problem, if you have any problem, any part of your body, and sometimes you are ashamed to tell somebody, tell Jesus. Jesus says, go to your prayer closet and pray. Sometimes you have so many sins, and if you start talking about sin loudly, people will tell you, oh, you are a bad person. But the Word of God says Jesus loves you. He wants to forgive your sins. He wants to cleanse you. He wants to wash you. He wants to heal you. He wants to set you free. He wants to use you for His glory. God is using me since 1956. The same God can use you. It's not too late. You might be old man, or you might be teenager. Give your heart to Jesus Christ. Each and every soul's value is the same. In the kingdom of God, everyone rejoices when one man gets saved. Do you like to give your heart to Jesus Christ? And say, Lord, this man is saying so many good things. I want that kind of life. Come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Touch me, Lord, and heal me right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you prayed this prayer sincerely from your heart, God already heard your prayer. Your name is written in heaven. You are a child of God. Your sins are forgiven and forgotten. The devil might come and say, you are the same. Tell the devil, I am a child of God. My sins are gone. And I am living for God. Jesus wants to use you mightily for the glory of God. Your ministry just started. The child of God, if you have a faith in Jesus Christ, you can lay hand and pray for people. Read in Mark chapter 16. He says a believers can do these things. So let's pray. You are a believer now. I'm a believer. According to Matthew chapter 18 verse 19, two people has to agree and pray together. And the word of God says God will hear our prayer from heaven. And he will answer our prayer. In heaven, no sickness, no disease, no pain, no death, no sorrow. So let's live the life of heavenly kingdom. We are the citizens of heaven. Let's pray for someone or pray for yourself. Touch your body. Let me pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for that listener or the person who is watching. Touch, heal, deliver, and set free. And let these people call upon Jesus and see what Jesus Christ can do. You have started a good work and you're going to complete it. In Jesus' name I pray and I call it done. You know what? You just say, thank you, Jesus. And start doing the things which you were not able to do before. Look at this man. Paralyzed, 8 years. Walked and told everybody, do the same. And I believe that God is going to use you mightily. You have to start your ministry by faith. Time is almost gone. May God richly bless you and use you more and more for His glory. Amen.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.